on here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 71 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
And of course, you're listening to Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. You're listening to us on FM 100.1, AM 1340 on the free WRHI app, on WRHI.com, and of course, on the TV side of the house. You're watching us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Simply search for CN2 and WRHI. It's time for us to check in with the town of Clover to see what's going on, and we've got another busy summer. That's why Sam Long joins us here. She is the special events coordinator. And good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me back.
Now that school is out for those in the Clover area, you've got a busy summer planned for them.
Yes, that's right. Summer, school's out and summer is officially on. Yes.
So we're going to start with some concerts.
Yes. So the second Friday in June, July, and August, we have our summer concert series. So the first one kicks off June 14th. That is the Trenton Gilbert Band. So he is actually from Clover, currently lives in Nashville, but he still does shows in Clover. So that will be a country concert.
Oh, that's fun.
So we're kicking summer off. The Splash Pad will be operating that night. There'll be food vendors, games. So it'll be very family friendly at New Center Parks Amphitheater. So that will be a fun kickoff to our summer concert series.
And what time do those start?
Those start at 6 p.m.
Okay.
So they are 6 to 9 the second Friday of the month.
And you're encouraging folks to bring lawn chairs or blankets, and you can sit right there on the amphitheater lawn. But as a note, I'm looking here, it's talking about alcoholic beverages, so they cannot bring those.
They cannot bring alcoholic beverages, that is correct, but we will have an alcohol vendor. So the Spirited Pony will be there, and she serves beer and wine. So you can buy alcohol, you just can't bring your own with you.
All right, so that starts on June the 14th, okay,
yes.
And continues all summer long.
Yes.
All right, after that, you've got food trucks are back once again?
Yes. So then the third Thursday of the month, we have Food Truck Thursday. So that is in the parking lot of Boyd's Tire and Appliance. That is 6:30 to 9. Food vendors, drink vendors, dessert vendors, and live music. So that will be happening on June the 20th.
Those food trucks have been so successful.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And you all, gosh, when you started this, you had like two or three.
Yes.
Now it's ballooned to like more than a dozen.
Yeah. Yeah. So normally we have between 12 and 14. We've kind of busted out of the parking lot of Boyd. So we spill into the bank parking lot next door. Normally we have 12 to 14 vendors out there. So yeah, really fun evening. Hoping the weather. We've had two good weather events so far for two food trucks. So hopefully no rain in June either. So.
That's great.
Well, let's look at our calendars. Let's look at our calendar for July. There's a lot of events that are happening. These are new events for the town of Clover.
Yes. So we are excited to host some new events for the July 4th holiday. So on the evening of July 3rd, you can kick off the holiday with a 5K and fun run. So that is called Red, White, and Run. And that's going to start in the parking lot of First Baptist Church. And we will run or walk down to Lauren Elementary and then turn around and come back. And then at the end, we'll have an award ceremony, some sweet treat food vendors. We'll give out awards, that kind of thing. So you can kick off the holiday with getting out. Hopefully it's not too hot that evening. We're trying to do it later so that it's a little bit shaded in the evening. So yeah, so that's how we'll kick off the holiday with a run or walk.
What time is the run?
So the fun run will be from 6 to 6:30, and then the 5K is 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay, that's good.
Great.
So that's brand new, and then you've got a brand new event for July 4th.
Yeah, so then the morning of July 4th, we are doing a golf cart parade. So that will start at 9 a.m. at New Center Park. Everyone will gather there, and then we will parade around Memorial Stadium and then back to New Center. And we are going to give some prizes away at that as well for the most decorative, best American spirit golf cart. So that should be a fun event. So super excited about these new events that we are hosting this year.
And what I love about these new events, Sam, is that you said that these were events that the community requested and said, hey, we want some more things to do around the holiday times. And y'all listened, and here we are. So that's fabulous.
Yeah, so we're super excited about these new July 4th events this year.
So for the golf parade and the 5K run, where do people sign up for both of those?
So both of those registrations are on our Facebook page, the Town of Clover, and also on our website, which is cloversc.org. So you can find the registration forms and links on the website there at the Town of Clover's website.
And there's still space to take part in the golf cart parade?
Yes, yes, definitely. Definitely still space for both the 5K and the golf cart. And we will, registration is open through June 28th for both of those events.
Okay.
So through the end of this month, you can still sign up.
It's okay, great. All right. Yeah. Sam Long is the special events coordinator for the Town of Clover. Sam, I think that's pretty much everything, right?
Exactly.
We covered it all.
We got it.
We got a busy summer there in the Town of Clover, and we certainly appreciate the update.
Thank you.